Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network. It is yours truly, Inspirational Beauty, and you are right now listening to Simply IV and the crew. I'm so excited to be here as always because we get a chance to take this moment in time to be with all of you. If you got a chance to listen to us the last two shows, you realize that we're talking about financial literacy because it is Financial Literacy Month. And so last week we talked a lot in terms of what you need to do in order to become financial literate. Now, I talked about or gave some information out to you guys in terms of websites, and we may revisit some of those as well tonight. And, of course, my cast and crew is going to come on and join in that conversation. Last week, we tried to get through the 10 steps, but as you all know, this is a show, and you can only get through a certain amount of steps at a time. So that's why we're continuing the conversation. So tonight, hopefully, we can get to 5 steps to financial literacy. For those of you who this is your first time listening to our show, welcome. If you've been here for a while, please feel free to press 1 if you want to join into the conversation. Now, once again, in order to talk with us, you have to dial in by pressing 845 or dialing 845-241-9898 and then pressing 1, okay? For those of you who are listening by device or anything like that, you can't talk to us directly, but scan messages, okay? And you can do that by going to hashtag IAmMeRadio. There's so much going on in this world today, as we all know, and there's so much to cover, and even in financial literacy. You know, last week we talked about different things that we wanted to learn as a cast and crew and things that we wanted to focus on as a cast and crew. And I believe one of the tips that I gave out is to gain knowledge. The first thing, you know, when dealing in financial literacy is to gain some sort of knowledge. And I believe it was Quick32 that stated that she is currently working on her credit, and credit is something that she is diving more into. LT talks about 401k and investing properly. You know, she went through something that a lot of you have gone through before, a life change. Life change can come in many forms, but she went through a life change and she found herself in a position of, wait a minute, I should have probably had a better strategy. And I dare say that's all of us, okay? And for the rest of our casting crew, we all had different things that we want to focus on financially and learn more about. Y'all, it's a new day and age. We need to do more than just have a savings account, right? We need to do a little bit more than that. So once again, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight where financial literacy is concerned. What I'm going to do before we go to commercial break is tell you a little bit about Financial Literacy Report and suggest some things to you guys that's going to kind of help you. If you are 18 and older, you have probably already established some credit in your name. If you are younger than that and something's in your name, your mama, your dad, or somebody taking your name and putting it on their credit. Okay? So what I want to do before we go to commercial break and bring on our cast and crew, I want to talk about getting your credit report, getting a copy of your credit report. That's one of the steps that we're going to talk about tonight. Getting your credit report allows you to provide a snapshot of your overall financial situation, okay? So what you want to do is review your credit report for accuracy and identify any errors or fraudulent activity. And fortunately, it's easier than ever to obtain. What I'm going to do is when I come back from commercial break, I will give you a number and a website where you can go and get your credit report free of charge, everyone, okay? And I think you can at least get your credit report free of charge at least once a year. I think that's still the way that it is. So I will be giving that when we come back from commercial break. And don't forget, everybody, we're going to hear from our cast and crew on some of their segments. They have been really, really insightful, empowering, and motivating. So I can't wait. Once again, guys, if you want to talk to us here on Simply IV, you got to press 1. And we'll be back in just a second on Simply IV. My age range as well. Y'all listen to that little bit of Eugene Wild. Woo! Right here on IV. Take off your shoes and lay back and let me soothe you. That's what I'm talking about. Oh my goodness, you guys. Well, tonight we're going to have an amazing show because once again, we are in Financial Literacy Month and we're very excited to bring to you guys a second part of the conversation that we started last week, and in a minute, we're going to bring on LT and some of the rest of our crew to talk more in detail about some steps to financial literacy and to see what they think. And we really want to know what you all think as well. You know, I put out something earlier today for those of you who are serious about your finances, and if you're just serious about your life period, there are just a couple of things that I put out there. You know, not even as a coach, but just as, you know, a person who's concerned about other folks. You need to get around those who are not just your peer group, but you really need to get around those who you consider leaders in an industry that you want to be a part of, leaders in the community, just leaders, period. Because, see, what's going to happen is water seeks its own level, right? And so, you know, if you want a pond, you're gonna be stagnant. Y'all wanna see stagnant pond water? You wanna get up to where the rivers and the oceans and things are. So you wanna swim in those larger bodies of water, those larger bodies of larger pools, right? And that is how you grow. So the same thing with money. If you wanna learn how to be successful with credit, you gotta be around credit professionals. If you want to learn what it takes to become a millionaire, you need to not just take in the knowledge, but take on the habit of millionaires, right? Right? And so my suggestion is that to everyone, I don't care if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to go from single to becoming married, you need to get around those who are successful in the things that you want to do. I think I want to see what the crowd has to say. I don't know what the crowd has to say. Once again, everybody, if you want to talk to us, you know, yes, you have to press 1. And also let everybody know that we're on Simply ID. Go social media, go your Facebook, your Twitter, and all of the social media platforms, and let them know that we're on. I'm excited. Are you guys excited? I think so. You guys are excited. I'm excited. So right now what we're going to do is we are going to bring on one of our casting crew. Y'all might know as LT, but I also know as Fierce Beauty. Let's go ahead and welcome Fierce Beauty to Simply ID. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. It's Wednesday. You know, life of a mom, life of a busy mom, you know, doing my thing.
I understand. How is it out there in them Virginia streets?
You know, actually, it's really quite lovely. I'm excited about the next 3 or 4 days because we actually get to get a dose of spring. So I'm excited about that. It's supposed to be warm, but today was sunny and beautiful, and so it was still a good day. Every day is still a good day, well, even when it's raining. But today was definitely a good day. So
every day,
just out in these streets, you know, in VA.
Out in them streets, everybody. If you out in them streets out there, honk your horn. Well, unless you're in New York, you might piss somebody off. But, you know, it was very interesting, LT. You know, it's spring break all around the country. And I have, you know, friends that work in the airport and stuff. And it's cool for those that are traveling. But for those that work in the airport, I feel sorry for them, LT. They're on the other side of things.
I know they're probably like, oh God, if we can just get to these next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, because spring break, what's crazy is spring break for college is different than spring break for those who are like in regular, like in high school, elementary school, it's totally different. And then private school is different as well. So it's like you said, for like a month, they have like this nightmare that happens at the airport. They're like, please hurry up, screaming kids and everything. So shout out to all the TSA workers and everybody that help us get around safe where we are. You know, kudos to you. You are the real MVPs for the next month and some change.
Absolutely. Y'all are the real MVPs, and we appreciate you. You know, we take certain professions for granted because we might not be close to them. I've never even really thought about what they go through. But, you know, when you have a friend or somebody in your life who that's what they do, then you get to see it close up and personal. So, you know, everybody, give it up for them. Give it up for them. Okay. Speaking of spring break, before we really get into the show, have you been able to, you know, I know once we get out of school and college and all that kind of stuff, we really don't have the same type of spring break, but have you been able to enjoy spring so far?
I could say that if we have had spring, but we have not. you know, I'm enjoying whatever God sends. I guess he's just like, he's just not ready. Dates don't matter to him. It's whenever he wants to send mm-hmm. spring. But I've enjoyed the season so far. I had a chance to spend some time with my daughter when she was home for spring break from Hampton. Uh-huh. And then my daughter that's in high school, we had some time to kind of kick it, watch some movies together, mm-hmm. and just kind of enjoy staying up late. So I've enjoyed it.
That's awesome. You know, it's always awesome to be able to look forward to something. You know, we work so hard, don't we, LT? You know, you're raising family, and for the most part, your girls are, you know, you have one young lady that's already out, and then so you don't have babies anymore, but it's good to look forward to something. What is one of the things that, you know, we're going to get into financial literacy in a minute, everybody, so just pen and paper out, but what is something that you kind of look forward to, you know, this year?
I'm looking forward to one. I had a really unexpected blessing happen today, and so I'm looking forward to a much-needed vacation, much-needed vacation, one that I don't even have to pay for.
Hmm.
Looking
Ooh,
forward
nice.
To that.
Nice.
So that was a huge blessing. Additionally, I'm looking forward to, you know, really being able to put things in perspective on a financial basis. First things first. If I have to have or be broke at the short term, because I'm putting money away to save so that when I need it, I can go get it, then that's what I intend to do. So that's my biggest thing, is be able to put myself in a position where I can start buying a piece of property. It may not happen this year,
but my goal
is to be able to definitely do it next year. That's a goal I would love to do next year.
That is awesome, and I believe that you'll be able to do it. You know, since we're talking about financial literacy, because it's Financial Literacy Month, I think that it's perfect for this conversation tonight, because you got to really be disciplined if you want to purchase property. You know, it's not like just, you know, going to, you know, a simple vacation around the corner or whatever. Property comes with all kinds of things. And so I love that you're doing that, because that is an ultimate form of discipline when it comes to your money and your credit and all of those kind of things. You got to sacrifice these things, right? So...
Yes, you do. Short-term sacrifice, long-term game, and that's something I because I was that person who felt like I saw it, I wanted it, I was going to get it, it didn't matter, and that's what I did. And that came at a really mm-hmm. huge cost later on, and realizing mm-hmm. that 43 or 40 comes quick, you don't, and you're like, oh, man, I got time. Well, that time rolls really, really quick upon you. Now I'm 40, and so I got at least another 20 years to make sure that I'm making smart, sound investments and financial mm-hmm. decisions, so that preferably mm-hmm. I can live off my retirement. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. I was listening to Jeffrey Coleman and Leroy about purchasing, uh-huh. and I was like, you know what, I do need to find a piece of land. I don't even need a building on it. I just want the land so I can have the leverage.
There you go. There you go. You know, that's very important, because land is something that God made one time. That's it.
Yep.
So if you can purchase the land, you know, the wealth is in the land, because the supply is limited. So there's definitely demand. If you own the land, you can determine who comes and sits on it or builds on it or whatever you want to do. And, you know, I love the fact that you're looking at that. And maybe what we should do on one of our shows to talk about the importance of land ownership, not just real estate or things that go on top of the land. But I think that's something that we need to talk about. What do you think, LT?
I think we should, because I didn't really understand the importance, because everybody said, oh, you need to get into real estate, you need to buy a property, da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, okay. But I was like, land is so much more valuable, simply because when the government wants to build something, or if there's a particular piece of area that you have and they want to develop it, well, you now pay mm-hmm. pennies for it, but you can now make them pay well more than what you bought it for. And so
Absolutely.
I was like, wow. And when I think about that I think about when we used to own a lot of the land, but we got swindled out of, some of us got swindled out of the land that belonged to us. And so, you know, making poor decisions and things. And so I was like, you know, that'd be really, really cool to do that. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what God has down the line. But that's definitely something I'm interested in because I don't, you know, it'd be nice to have a house, but I'll take the land. I can go much further with land.
Absolutely.
Then I can take that land and get me a bigger house that's already on something. So
Absolutely. Now you're leveraging. You're doing what we call leveraging in the game. Because then what you can do, you buy enough land, you can have other people build on the land. They're paying you to be on the land. And so when you buy your house, I mean, when you build your house on the land, now you've basically gotten it for free. I want y'all to think about that.
Exactly.
You
got to think smart. We're 45 in office. We all better get creative about how we manage our money.
We need to have a land drive. What do y'all think about that? I think we need a land drive. Speaking of land, since you brought that up, do you know our brothers and sisters over in South Africa right now have a political movement called Black Land Matters? Okay, and it's a very powerful movement, LT. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to check it out, but please check it out. And for those of you who are out there, please look at it as well. And if you all know anything about apartheid, you know that, you know, y'all know the story. We don't go too deep into that, but it's where the people or the natives of Africa, of South Africa, which were African people, were held in bondage, basically, and were denied all of their rights. Sounds like a similar story. Anyway, everyone. Well, they have stepped up and stepped in, and they are giving those that have taken land and property and all those things illegally to now have to turn those things over. What do we think about that, LT? Let's see what we have to say about that.
Long overdue, and along with that, they've now lifted the travel ban for Chad. And I know people don't really talk about that, but the Chad is a country that's in Africa, and so they've lifted the travel ban, so now we can have natives from Chad to now start being able to travel to the United States. So they, you know,
that's wonderful.
It's been a lot happening this week with them.
Well, we're gonna. Sorry, everyone, I had to cough right there. We're gonna talk about it, LT. And bring more perspective to what's going on in different parts of the world, probably in the next couple of shows. I think that is something that interests a lot of you. It certainly interests me. And if you're looking to become more financial literate, you got to know, everybody, that it's more than – America's not the only place you can make money. Right, LP? It's not the only place.
That is correct. Export, import.
Or
export,
import. Export. We'll talk about that, too. So we're going to do a show, guys. We're putting it right out here right now. LT and I are going to come up with a show where we talk about land and also importing and exporting, since we're talking about financial literacy. We want everybody to realize that financial literacy is more than checking account, savings account, mutual funds, or even buying a home, okay? There are so many things that involve financial literacy, and that's why this month is dedicated to this. The information we're giving tonight, LT, is valuable. This should be one of our highest rated shows. What do you think? It better be.
Exactly. Don't make us come find you. Don't make us come look for you.
Don't make us send for you. Don't make us send for you. Okay, so let me explain to everyone, and you probably already know, but I'm going to explain to you what financial literacy is, and so we can begin to quantify, like LT is doing, we can begin to quantify these different things that we're looking at. Because if you don't have any measurement or don't know how to quantify, how do you know if you've reached your goal, okay? So what is financial literacy? A financial literacy expands beyond balancing a checkbook to include entrepreneurship and investing. Schools must begin to define and teach this critical life skill. Now, I agree with that. Are they going to do that in just the regular public school system? I probably highly doubt it, okay? So it's up to us as parents, as teachers, as aunties and the church and things. I think we should really start start these things off. Let's talk about Beyond Personal Finance really quickly. Beyond Personal Finance, the public is faced with nearly two decades of struggling global economies, unemployment, and the collapse of numerous financial institutions, okay? And very few families have not experienced the fear of uncertain personal finances and felt concern about being financially stable and secure in their future. So what are we saying? Here in America, the majority of households, I don't care what you look like, what your education is, what your background is, a lot of people are concerned about their personal finances. We're concerned because we really don't have probably more than 1 to 3 ways to be able to bring money. What would you say about that, LT? Is that a concern, you think, for most people?
Absolutely, because most people have one, you know, well, if you're single, most have one income or two. They may be working a second job. If you're married, you have the two incomes. And I can personally say that because I was married, I didn't think anything about a 401k. Well, primarily where I was working, a lot of the jobs I had did not have a 401k. And so, at that time, we were thinking that we would have Social Security. Well, you know, over the last 6 or 7 years, the conversation has been, you know, that there's a possibility when it's time for us to tap into Social Security, we won't have that. So I do think I think that's about right. I think, the average person is concerned about finances beyond the working years and not having a plan. Most people don't, honestly. Most people don't have a financial plan.
You know, I think that, you know, to be honest with you, you know, when you think about our system, everybody, our monetary system, in a lot of the global system, we're built off of capitalism, meaning, you know, I'm going to be the devil's advocate real quick. But, when you're dealing in a capitalistic society, you're going to have those that sit at the top and you're going to have those that sit at the bottom, which the ones at the bottom, they call them consumers. Okay. So I really believe that in a capitalistic society, you have to keep the masses financially illiterate, because that's the only way you can really make money. If you're too smart, like a lot of what we see in the Japanese culture with the way to save money, their yen is so low to the rest of the financial currencies, like the dollar, LC, right? They keep their yen low on purpose so that they can trade in the world's economy and pay very low prices, right? They're not buyers, they're savers. Right, they save so much that the economy is now the government is trying to come out and teach Japanese to spend money. Well, here's the thing about the Japanese culture: almost 1 out of 3 individuals in Tokyo are entrepreneurs. They're the fastest growing number when it comes to billionaires. I want everybody to think about that, right? Because they do the opposite of what we do here. Capitalism. Well, I think I said a mouthful there. What we're going to do right quick, we're going to bring on somebody right quick. I think we have on Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Let's see if we have on Mr. McKenzie. Mr. McKenzie, are you here?
You know it. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you okay. You hear us talking, starting the conversation about financial literacy, and LT agrees with the information that I researched about, you know, Americans are really struggling. All of us are struggling because we really don't understand financial literacy, because we have maybe 1 or 2 ways that we bring in income, right? But I just talked about the Japanese culture. What do you make of that difference? That is powerful, isn't it?
Well, it's very powerful, but I think one of the major things about that is the culture. When you think about that, you think about the culture and how they're raised up versus, you know, most of us, and like you mentioned, the capitalistic society. That's a totally different, you know, kind of mindset and way of thinking and growing up that we do, and specifically in our community, the mindset is just differently, unfortunately. And when you get into financial literacy, especially, that's not something that's groomed in us from childhood.
No.
Whereas theirs. That's instilled in them from pretty much day one. you know, about financial literacy, understanding money, understanding your community, and those things that, that keep you connected and having a certain way of thinking. So I think that plays a major part in it. So that's what I think about and I've observed.
You know, like I said, in order for our society to thrive on capitalism, I understand is that they almost, not almost, but I think that it's in their best interest not to make or keep us financial literate. That is how capitalistic society makes their money. Right, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Focus on it. Mm-hmm. That is basically how they make their money. So, you know, the tides are changing. We now live in a global world where we see social media. We can see what's going on in Japan. We see what's going on in the financial markets around the world. And so they can't keep us dumb unless we choose to stay dumb, okay? So tonight is about trying to dispel some of these things and become financial literate. It's time, don't y'all think? Oh. LP, don't you think it's time? It's time. It's time, everybody out here. If you're listening right now, please press the button if you want to talk to us. I'm sorry. I think we have some feedback here. Let's go ahead and close some of these mics out right quick. LT, what were you saying?
I said it's time to make a change. I said we're the people that can do it.
We're the people that can do it. You're absolutely right. You know, it's something that I put up one time, y'all, and I probably should have chosen my words a little bit more carefully. But I said, if you're stupid in 2018, because you won't be stupid. Now, y'all might have said it a little bit differently. What do you make of that?
Did you really say that?
I did.
Don't have people come and look for us because you said it. Leroy, did you hear what she said? Oh my goodness.
Go on, say it. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Go on.
Now see, if I had said that, somebody would call in and be like, "Well, she's not into black people, and you know the man got her own program." If I had said that, I'd have been wrong. That's okay.
No, you know, I think every now and then we need to throw it out there plain, you know, and just let people swallow it the best way they can, because see, sometimes, you know, some people get a little bit of the medicine if you put it in something sweet, and others don't. They just like, oh, this is good. I don't want it to be good. It's got to have a little bit of pain. Truth has to have a little pain to it, everybody.
Don't worry, you served up a nice dose of rutabagas. You served up a nice serving of rutabagas with that one. If you're stupid in 2018, it's because you want to be stupid. Straight up rutabagas, no sugar, no nothing, no dumplings.
That's straight no chaser right there.
Yes, it was.
Y'all know.
That's a one. That's Bacardi 151 all the way to the back of the throat.
151 to the back of the throat. I like that. Y'all heard it here on Simply IB. LT said 151 to the back of the throat. I think it's important right now to be very honest about when it comes to finances, especially in our community, because we've been over here now about 400 years, you know, since the beginning of America's, you know, well, y'all know. It's the beginning. And for us to still not be competitive where the economics are concerned is that, you know, it times out for coddling. We're the most spiritual people here in America. We're the most forgiving people. We're the most hardworking. I don't care what anyone says. Simply because we worked 248 years without no payment. Okay, so I don't want to hear nothing.
You
out
know
there
what?
About,
I cannot. She is.
I'm going in tonight.
Ooh, well, since you opened the door, can I go in with you?
Let's go in.
I'm gonna make my one controversial statement for tonight. Leroy might even get me for it. But here's my thing. With this financial literacy part, we have to really get past. I realized that we personally, me, you, Leroy, and people our age, we were born here. So like it or not, we're American. We didn't come on nobody's ship. Our ancestors came on the ship, and I get that, and I understand that. But at some point, like you said, we have to decide when we're going to stop being a victim and take ownership of our lives. That's how I really feel. I'm all for for Black Lives Matter, we have to know it matters so much that you're willing to say, you know what, I'm gonna let that go, and I'm gonna get past the excuse, and I'm gonna make my story be different. Because we're not in cotton fields, we're not on ships, we're not in shackles. We have the ability to set ourselves free, and we choose not to. And every time you live on a crutch and let that be your excuse, you continue to enslave yourself. We've been given the ability to be free. We just choose not to be. So like you said, we're stupid in 2018 because we want to be. But we got to get past that and decide when we're going to not be a victim. So that's my moment.
well, hey, I like your moment. I think it's very, very powerful. I think there is a balance especially in our community, LT and Leroy. There is a very unique balance to us because, yes, I do think we're still enslaved in the mindset, as to what happened to our ancestors and still what happens to a lot of us today in modern times. But at the same time, we're smart enough, we're valuable enough. We have what it takes to be able to come out of that. We've seen other races do it. Now, here's the thing. We are the only race. Let me say this, and this is the last time I really talk about this tonight because we want to get on to trying to help everyone in the financial arena. But we are the only race that was brought over from a land, a very distant land, to come and build another, to build a country. And we built a country that is considered the most wealthiest in the world. So we are very unique to the world in terms of our particular type of story. So I don't want to negate that, but I'm with LT in saying now we have to shift. I think, and let me ask you, LT and Leroy, with that shifting, it takes more than just knowing how to do a savings account and all that. We need a mind shift, don't we? LT, you're really talking about a mind shift. I believe that really has to come first. What do you think about that, the mind shift? And Leroy, do we have you?
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm
like
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
She must not have heard you.
No, I'm like you.
Yeah.
You said it. No, I did. I'm sorry. I was trying to get to the button, but you said about the mind shift, and it is a mind shift. It is a mindset, and you have to, again, you have to decide. When people decide to fight from a winning position, they'll see a difference. When you know that you're not entitled, because we're not entitled to anything. Everybody has a right to something. We're not entitled. And I think that system entitlement is what gets us in trouble. We all have opportunity to go out here and work. And we all have opportunity to become entrepreneurs. We're creative enough for that. But we have to get our mindset right. You have to shift from victim to victim. You have to shift from being inadequate or thinking you're inadequate to know you're highly sufficient and know that there's resources out here. And go get around those resources. Change your mind to want to learn. Absorb everything you can possibly absorb. I hope I answered that right.
Yep. Hey, that is LT's opinion. She's basically saying, you know, she's talking from that of personal accountability and responsibility, and I do get that. Like I said, I think we have to have a balance. She says that we're not entitled, and I don't think that we are entitled individually, but I do think that, like with any other race that has been held back, we've seen where governments understood they had to take care of them financially. So we need to do our research on that. We are entitled to some things from the American government. And it's not to say, oh, give it to us. It's because it's actually owed. So let me say that. But outside of the financial compensation that America has given to everyone else who hasn't even been on American soil, I'm just going to talk about it, everybody. We're the only ones who... This has been an atrocity on American soil where we have not been paid. Every other race has been taken care of. Even Germany took care of the Jews. So we have to understand that in order to get a leg up financially, in order to play on a level playing field, and if you have 300 to 400 years financial wherewithal and we have only 30 years of it, because we just started making millionaires collectively through, you know, just within the last 50 years, then there's no way, if you really want to compare apples and apples, it's still apples and oranges. So we need a balance of personal accountability, and we also need to fight and get those things that will put us on equal footing. That is what I believe. If you guys want to chime in, go ahead and press 1, dial 845-241-9898. We're going to talk a little bit more about financial literacy. Or, you know, tune in by going to blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. Pretty soon you're going to get ready to hear from these two. LT is going to come up with something really cool and what's the buzz. And also we're going to hear the power moment and how to win and how to win. I hope y'all like what you're hearing so far. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, LT is talking about personal accountability and responsibility. What's your take on this thing? If we can get Mr. Leroy McKenzie in, or maybe what we'll do. Guys, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, there's a little bit of lag time here. Okay, what you got for us, Mr. McKenzie?
Well, we want to talk about when, or you want me to answer the question about the mind shift, the mindset shift?
Let's talk about the mind shift.
And you made a key point. It nothing happens until that happens. Because the mind shift is what triggers the change, the thought of a new way of thinking and how you see things differently. And until we see things differently, especially specifically us as a community, then our community will continue to be the same. And it goes into that, you know, that same kind of understanding of the entitlement and us feeling like, well, we're owed something and that we, you know, that people ought to give us something. No, we're at the point now where there's no excuse for us to be in any kind of, I don't say any excuse, but there's no reason why we should not have more billionaires like you talked about, and those of us who have the mindset of impacting our communities more, because we have access to more information, we have access to more resources. They are, like you talked a little bit about it, but I don't think you gave the specific number, but there are certainly more black millionaires now than there have been, you know, in our, let's say, we can even go back, let's say go back 50 years. If we go back 50 years, there are more millionaires now, black millionaires. So if there are more black millionaires now than there were back some 50, 60 years ago, why are our communities still the same, in the same conditions that they were in?
I'm glad you brought that up. For those of you who are out there listening, and LT may want to chime on this too, we're going to come back and bring you guys some more financial literacy. But why are they, if we're seeing more wealth within our community? Here's the thing that I believe is that we have grown in wealth, but we have not grown in a sense of community. I think we've gone backwards where community is concerned. And so the wealth is there. And so I think that's the piece that we need. That's why I think it's called financial literacy instead of talking about straight money. Literacy is really understanding what the wealth is for, right? And so I think that we do need to go there. When we first started the show, LT and Leroy, I talked a little bit about one of the things we need to do is get our credit report, okay? And we can get that free at least annually from either Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. And I'm going to go ahead and give everybody the website real quick, if that's okay, and the phone number. And then we're going to transition a little bit, and we're going to hear what LT is bringing us from what's above to see what's going on here in these United States. Right now, guys, to get your free credit report, you want to go to www.annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com, or you can call 877-322-8228. You can call 877-322-8228. All right? And so what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to hear what's the buzz, a little bit on what's the buzz. Can we do that, LT? And then we're going to go into a power moment. All right? And we'll be back in just a second.
come climb on top of me, baby. See, we gon' mess around and won't find the time to sleep, baby. Can't refuse it. How you do it, girl? Oh, no. Oh, girl, you got me strung out and I'm feeling like a user. And I can't put you down, you're my past, my now, my future. You're one exception to the rule, to everything I thought I knew, and no one else will ever do. Cause I swear you're one of a kind.
All right, y'all. We just want to take a pause for the calls right here on Simply IB. That's a little bit of Baby Don't Go by Kevin Ross. Y'all know him because we love him on Simply IB. He also is the singer and creator of our favorite song here on Simply IB, which is Be Great. Right, LT?
Yes, because I want to be great.
Yes, yes. Hey. Be great. That is definitely our song. That is definitely our song. Why don't we do this? We're going to take a little bit of Be Great, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to LC and Leroy McKenzie right here on Simply IB. We'll be back, y'all.
Do you want to be great? Do you want to be
great?
Do you want to be
great?
Do you want to be great? Oh, oh. Do you want to be
great?
Do you want to be
great?
It's time to shift the culture, move with focus. Rise above and lose a vulture. It's hard to fly when nose is close to you. Keep pulling it down. Yeah, off my chest, no more excuses. Scared to death, but I can't lose grip. I'm scared to jump, I'm scared to fail. I'm scared of you, I'm scared of myself. But what is life? I can't be. Down on my knees, let it be, cause I'm praying. God say, well done, cause I'm gonna be great.
Wow, we are back on Simply IB, where we wanna be great. We wanna be unstoppable. This is Simply IB 2.0, everybody.
We wanna be great.
Wow, I just love that song. Let's talk about it real quick, LT and Leroy McKenzie. Why is that song so powerful? Why do we love it so much?
I love it because it says, you know, it's just a reminder. Some mornings when you get up, I mean, I got to be honest, you know, if we be completely transparent, every morning we get up, we're grateful that we see another day. That's the first thing. But some mornings, even though we're grateful to see that day, we still just need that extra push. And sometimes you feel like in all the things you do, in all the ways you're helping people, serving people, moving and doing, you still feel like, man, am I really just like what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
So just a reminder to be
absolutely
great. And he, when he said, you know, if he has to down on his knees, it's only to be, you know, if he's praying. And so many times I found myself on my knees and I was like, God, if I could just get up. And he was like, stand up. That's what you need. Stand up. So, you know, that's why I really love that song. It's just so empowering, so deep. The words are meaningful. And that's why I love Kevin Ross. Any day he can get my vote any day of the week. So
Wow. Mr. McKenzie, you heard LT. Yeah. She just broke it down and she's right. It's a reminder. What is it for you?
Yeah, that's one of those songs that resonates in your soul, and it inspires you. It's a song that challenges you. It's a song that says, because notice it says, "Do you want to be great?" And understand what it takes to be great. That you're gonna have obstacles. You're gonna have all kinds of things thrown at you every single day. And sometimes it's going to bring you to your knees. But when you want to be great, even though you get knocked down and you on your knees, you still get the strength, though. You muster enough strength to get up to say, I want to be great, that I want to be great.
So that's very powerful.
That's what it means to me. That's what I hear and how it fits with me.
And I second that. Both of you are saying, you know, and it's something, you know, we have to constantly be inspiring, even to ourselves, because it's like what LT says, Leroy, you know, sometimes I wake up, and I'm sure a lot of you may feel this way as well. I don't care who you are. I don't even know if Jesus might have felt this way, but if you're human, you feel sometimes, why am I doing this? Why am I getting up?
No. Can I say something about that, Kim, real quick?
Yes.
When you're talking about Jesus and him having that moment. He had that moment when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was sweating so bad. And I believe it was the battle between his flesh and the spirit that was God that had him sweating so much. He was sweating blood. And he had to push through that moment in order to be able to say, I know I've got something to do here. I've got to push through this. I've got to get through to where it is that the Father wants me to get to. And the only way that I can be at the Father's side is to go through this and to be great, to use that song in order for me to be great. So,
Wow, I love that, you know, and what I'm getting from that message is that Jesus is a personal savior because he knows what we go through. And that's why I'm so glad. I can't speak on other folks' beliefs and their religions, but I'm glad we have a personal savior that knows what I'm going through. I don't know what Buddha went through, but I know what Jesus. Stop, everybody. He must be talking about financial literacy. LT gonna get me, y'all. LT's going to get me. Speaking of LT, come on.
Kim, come back from the edge.
I'm back.
Come back from the edge. Because you know what? Here's the truly funny thing about that. When people, we talk about religion, no matter what you believe in or who you believe in, there's still a core value that goes along with that. And even with that, it still goes back to working hard, believing in self. Self-confidence, self-awareness, and it still all ties back to being great, and it's all about relationship. So,
tap in. If people really tapped into
their core beliefs and core values of who they believe in and the God that they serve, whoever that is, if they really tapped in, we could be so amazing. We would be beyond great. You know, it's just, I mean, that's just me. I'm learning that I think we function at average. I think some of us, self included, are scared of above average. It only looks good when you take a test.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, Leroy, because I think that so many people, you know, we praise mediocrity and being average in this culture. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, and I'll just use reality stars. If you really think about who we look up to now in this celebrity culture that we have, we're looking at folks who, you know, they're fighting, they're doing all kind of stuff or whatever. And average is now looking at something that we now want to attain. When it's not nowhere near being great. And you know that's my opinion, everybody. Because if you turn on the television, and they're saying that this is really what you should be watching, and we're making them successful, and they're not really teaching us how to have better lives, if you will. You know, when we talk about being great, I think about, you know, the great philosophers. I think about even Buddha, especially, and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but I think about those who calls us to think. In financial literacy, one of the key components, LT and Leroy, that I noticed was the critical thinking part. You have to be able to think to be able to opt your literacy. That's powerful. You can't just have money in your hand or whatever. You got to think these things through. What we're going to do real quick, LT, let's take them to What's the Buzz. When we come back, we're going to hit a little bit more on financial literacy. Can we do that? I know I kind of went off to the left for everybody a little bit, but just come on back with me. LT, reel me in, LT. You guys, if you want to speak to us, please dial in to 845-241-9898. Can you all hear me okay? Let's see if we can get some of the casting crew to chime in. Leroy, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
All right. All right. The reason I'm asking everybody, we had some technical difficulties the last two shows, and we just want to make sure that the enemy, whoever that may be, is not trying to stifle us tonight. So why don't we do this, guys? We're going to go into What's the Buzz and see what's going on in our American culture today. And we'll be back to continue our conversation on financial literacy in just a minute.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby.
It's time for another episode of What's the Buzz? It's your girl, LT, bringing you the latest in entertainment information, news, and updates right here on Simply IB every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. First up in entertainment news tonight, Cardi B. Over this past weekend, Cardi B had a lot of excitement going on. It started out on Friday, where she dropped her newest release, Invasion of Privacy, that kicked off on Friday, April the 6th, with the first single coming from that being Be Careful. Not too long after that, on Saturday night, Cardi B showed up on Saturday Night Live to reveal her lovely baby bump. Congratulations to you. We reported that a couple of weeks ago that she was expecting, and she confirmed that this past weekend when she was on the show. She is expecting her first child, and this will be a fiancé Offset. This will be his fourth. Congratulations to you both. Next up, Jay-Z is in the news. He had an opportunity to sit down with David Letterman with Netflix's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. On Friday, April the 6th, the rapper sat down to talk about a couple things that have been a little bit elusive to some and he hadn't talked about before, but exclusively he shared with David Letterman about his infidelity. He touched a little bit about his relationship with Kanye West, how it's not they're not just friends, but they're brothers, and just like in any relationship, brothers have their moments, and so he talked a little bit about that, as well as he talked about how emotional and how freeing it was that his mom finally came out publicly about being gay. He said he always knew, but to hear her say that she actually was in love with someone really meant a lot to him to see that she was happy and she was free. But you can check out more of that on ET Online. You can see some of his interview with David Letterman. Next up, New England Patriots Julian Edelman. He's making moves not just on the field but off as well. The 31-year-old wide receiver for the New England Patriots had an opportunity to have an exclusive interview on Good Morning America. The young man was actually a really significant player in making sure that another school shooting did not take place here in our school. In the Port Huron area, there was a student there that reported and used the wide receiver's DM or used his Instagram account to say that, I quote, "I'm going to shoot up my school, watch the news," end quote. And it was in the Port Huron Area School District of Michigan. Thanks to his swift action and him reporting it, he was able to not only save students, but he could also get that young man the help that he needed, the student that actually made the account or the report. So congratulations, Julian Edelman, for being an MVP, not just on the field, but off as well. And as we encourage you that if you see suspicious activity or someone making comments on your Instagram or social media pages, wherever it is, don't take those comments lightly. Please report it. Let the authorities know so that we can prevent the senseless acts that have taken place across our country and abroad. To round it out, Michelle Obama. For those of you who were really hoping she might be putting in her bid for president, it is not happening. Oprah said no, and now Michelle Obama is saying no as well. She said, first thing about the job of being president, you have to want it. And she said, that's not for her. She said that she never had a passion for politics. She was in it because of her husband. She said, and he even took her, drug her to a kicking and screaming. And I thought that was kind of entertaining. But she said, you know, it's hard. You know, she said, we just can't find women that we like and then suggesting that they do the job of being president. She said, because that's the problem that we have. We're picking people that we like and not necessarily people who are highly qualified to do a job. So shout out to you, Michelle Obama. You would have made a great president, but I truly understand that you don't, and I highly respect your decision to not run, and you to Oprah as well. But you can check out CNN.com for more of Michelle Obama's recording, her interview as she sat down to share her feelings about politics and why she is not running. Thank you for joining us for another episode with What's the Buzz with your girl LT. If they're talking about it, we're bringing it to you right here on Simply IB every Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
What's the buzz? Bringing you the best in entertainment and information and news. Wow, you covered so many different stories there. I want to go ahead and jump on LT's bandwagon and say thank you, Oprah and Michelle Obama, for being such class acts that we even want you to be the president. So I think you would have been a great president as well, LT. LT, great job. Great job with What's the Buzz. Okay, so let's talk about it really quickly. One of the stories that hit home for me was the Jay-Z story. You want to talk about that?
Absolutely. I actually, because I didn't know that either, but he sat down and had a very candid interview with David Letterman on Netflix's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Mm-hmm. And so he was very open about the different topics. He talked about infidelity. And again, like I said in my piece, that's what he talked about. But he talked about his mom. And I think that part was probably the most intriguing part, because I don't know how many people knew about it. I know I didn't. But to hear him openly share it, he was like, that's really cool. He was like, my mom says she thinks she's found someone she's really in love with, she truly cares about. And what more than that, and he talked about how many times she had to live a life of being someone that she wasn't just to make sure that they were okay, or just to please other people, and what type of lifestyle, how trapping or how, confining that can be. So
I think that's very important, and our audience needs to hear that, and even we need to hear that no matter what you believe or whatever it is, I do subscribe to the idea that you have to be and you answer for your own life. Once again, accountability, just like we're talking about financial literacy. You have to, you got to do these things yourself. You got rewards and consequences. So shout out to Jay-Z for being transparent. And I think it's going to cause a lot of other men to be transparent with some things as well. What do you think about that, Ms. Leroy McKenzie? Well, we're going to see if we can get Ms. Leroy McKenzie in a few seconds here. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
You might have been on mute, my brother. Been on mute.
Yeah, that's exactly
what. What do you think about, Jay-Z sitting down with David Letterman? I want to give a shout-out to David Letterman for this new show that he has on Netflix. It's very stripped down, but it's so cool. It's so transparent. So I really like that format. What do you think about Jay-Z just kind of being like, airing his dirty laundry,
Well, I think it's, I didn't get a chance to see the David Letterman one, but I did see the one that he did, the interview he did with Van Jones on CNN.
Oh, awesome.
He had that having that conversation. And I'm quite sure he probably talked about some similar things. I think in the one that you just talked about with David Letterman, I think he talked about his mother in that. Mm. But, I think it's a good thing that he is comfortable enough now to talk about him, his past and him growing the way that he's grown up, how he's how he came into being Jay-Z the brand. And who he is, and all of that stuff, and even his his marriage with Beyonce, with his
mom,
sure, with his daughter Blue Ivy, all of those things, and you get to see, I guess it's interesting to see the mind shift as we were talking about earlier, because I guarantee you, if the Jay-Z now could talk to the younger Jay-Z and what would he say to him, that would be an interesting conversation.
That would be a good,
you know
what, he should actually do a song if he hasn't already done that. That would be so cool.
That's it.
You know, to really
that would be,
to really talk to his younger self. I think that would be pretty dope. I think that would be pretty dope.
Yep.
You know, speaking of Jay-Z and the world of, I think so, especially, you know, since we're talking about financial literacy, we know that Jay-Z sits with, you know, Warren Buffett and you know, really top tier leaders in the financial arena, very well respected folks. And so I'm glad to see, as you say, he's a brand. What do y'all think, you know, since LT was talking about What's the Buzz, she talks about Cardi B coming out. We see her, you know, we've seen her from Love and Hip Hop come from, you know, meager beginnings, if you will. And she's, I think that's why folks just love her, because she's so transparent and she's really moving fast now. LT, why do you think everyone is really just grabbing a hold of Cardi B like that?
I think for the very reason you just said, because she's real. You know, she, people remember her from, you know, dancing and bouncing around on Love and Hip Hop to, you know, and people kind of, I don't think people really saw her or saw her value. I don't really think they took her seriously because everybody was hyping up Stevie and Jocelyn and there's another young lady that's on the show. Everybody was thinking they were going to be the ones that were going to move and shake and really come
Break out.
But Cardi B, she was just kind of like, she did her move in silence, as we talk about. She played chess and she came out on top, because she's just like, not only am I going to hit you one time, I'm going to hit you twice with an album. And she's doing her thing, and she's building her brand too. You know, she's carving out a niche for herself and separating herself from Love and Hip Hop in a way that I don't think everybody else has been able to do. She's like, okay, not only am I going to use this as leverage, but I'm going to leave you behind and I'm going to keep going. And
that's
Samora, I think, you know, she and Samora, I won't say had words, but I think maybe part of that got to her, go ahead and ride the wave while you're hot, you know.
But while
you're riding, make sure you're putting some money aside too.
That's right.
Because at a point,
everybody's
not going to keep hearing about Offset. And, you know, that's the only thing I can really say. So, you know, but like you said, she's building a brand for herself and looking to be a more positive one. And actually, believe it or not, Cardi B, which my daughter took the time to show me behind the scenes, she does a lot in her community with her Latin community. She does a lot with them, and you can see videos of her going back home and hanging out on the block. So she's actually trying to make a statement behind the scenes as well.
Well, I wish the best for her, because you know sometimes we give folks the side eye, and I do it sometimes too, because I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? But at the end of the day, you know, there's a starting point for everybody, and you know, when you think about hip hop, it's one of those places where folks can come in and not have it all together. And as y'all can see 20 years later, what it's done to Jay-Z, he's a force when it comes to finances, not just cutting albums, but he and Puff Daddy and even DJ Khaled has stepped up tremendously financially, where they're having those grown-up talks with their audience and with folks. So I'm very excited about that. Let's hit something on the financial arena really quickly before we go to the power moment, and that's identifying your starting point, okay? What everyone needs to do to be able to calculate your net worth is you got to identify your starting point. Now, some of you may be saying, I don't have a net worth yet, right? But here we go. Calculating your net worth is as simple as comparing what you owe and what you own. Can I say that again? I think that was pretty simple. Calculating your net worth is as simple as comparing what you owe and what you own. What you owe is your liabilities, and what you own are your assets, okay? So what's going to happen is I'm going to give you guys, once again, some information to get access to a worksheet, okay, if you can't do it yourself, okay? I think I'm getting a little bit of feedback in the studio right now. I think somebody back there washing dishes. Somebody back there washing dishes. LT's going to reel me in, everybody. She's going to reel me in. What we're going to do is you guys.
Lifeline. It's like I toss it out. It's like I toss it out to you, but you act like you don't want to hold on to this lifeline. So I'm trying to bring you back here. I'm like, come back to the shore, Kim. Come back to the shore.
You know, LT, this spring weather has been getting to me. It's been changing. So I kind of go with the weather. I go with the seasons, everybody. And, you know, please forgive me. But that's probably why it's called Simply ID, because I'm just simply being me. I'm Simply ID, everybody. Why don't we do this, guys? We're going to go ahead and bring in Mr. Leroy McKenzie really quickly to go into the power moment, power of a man. So we want to talk about that real quick. What made you want to talk about, you know, how to win or winning this week before we hear from you?
Well, it came from this song that has been resonating in my heart. And I don't know if folks know of this young lady or not, but her name is Ja'Kalyn Carr. Young girl, mm-hmm, just turned 20 mm-hmm. years old, is a gospel artist. And I sent you the song, Kim. The song is called When, I think is the name of, is the actual name of the of her song. Mm-hmm. But in that song, she talks about winning, and she talks about not just having the spirit of winning, but also those that are connected to you winning and wanting those that are connected to you to win, and that we all win because we're connected to the ultimate winner, which is God himself. So that song, you want to talk about the song that you play on your show here, this song that I'm talking about by Ja'Kalyn Carr is one of those songs too that resonates in your soul, and it resonated with me so much. And it was something that was speaking to me. And I thought about the word win, the letters, W-I-N. So I started thinking about it. If you're going to be a winner, what are those things that you must do? And I'll let the power moment give you what win stands for, and then we can talk about it after that.
All right.
Did I do okay with
that? All right.
Did I do okay with that?
Hey, you did it. You did that. You did that not just fine there. You guys get ready for the power moment, the power of a man with Mr. Leroy McKenzie. When we come back, we're going to talk about it right here on Simply ID, y'all.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good.
Well, I think we were pulling up the wrong segment, but that's all right, because we can make up for that, can't we, everybody? Oh, my goodness. Everybody, once again, if you want to go ahead and get your point for tonight's show, The New Power of the Man, please get them now because it's about to start right about now.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop a phone. Turn around and drop it for a pan.
It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr., coming to you on the Simply IB radio show on the IME radio network. It's the Power Man, Power Moment this week. And this week, the question is, are you ready to win? Are you ready to work? Are you ready to impact? And are you ready to have a never-stop-believing mindset? That's what we're going to talk about this week. A couple of weeks ago, there in the NCAA tournament, the March Madness, for those of you who may not be avid basketball followers, but this is the college March Madness NCAA tournament. The number one seed, University of Virginia, played the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, or those of us who are here in Baltimore, UMBC, as they are known as. They were the number 16 seed. So you had a number 1 seed playing a number 16 seed. Never in the history of the NCAA tournament has a number 16 seed beat a number 1 seed. And Virginia was the overall number 1 seed in the tournament. And UMBC was a 16 seed. That in the history of the tournament, a 16 seed has never beat a number 1 seed until this year. And as I watched the game and as I came away from that game, I thought about what was it that UMBC possessed that made them believe that they could come in and beat the number one seed, University of Virginia. And they possessed these things. They came to work. They came to Impact, and they came with a never stop believing mindset. First of all, they did the work. They did the work to be able to get into the tournament. And then in the game, they did the work in the game in order to be able to beat the overall number one seed. They came with a work ethic that was better than or more than the number one seed, Virginia, University of Virginia. They came to work. Virginia did. The second thing is the impact that this school has now. They are in the history books. They are forever in the history books as a number six, the only number 16 seed to beat a number one seed. That's the impact that they have on that tournament forever. They are forever in the history books of the tournament because they are the only 16 seed to beat a number one seed. And then the third thing that they have was a never stop believing mindset. In that game, they never stopped believing that they could win. Shot after shot, defensive stand after defensive stand in that game, they had a never stop believing mindset. And what did that show me? It showed me that when you have a win mentality, you can be a 16 seed and beat a number one seed. That means you, every day, you've got to come with a, you got to come to work, you got to come to Impact, and you've got to come with a never stop believing mindset. That's how you win. That's how you win in life. That's how you win in business. That's how you win in your personal life. That's how you win. So we all, if you want to win, you got to come to work, you got to come to Impact, and you have to have a never stop believing mindset. When you have those three elements, you have those three things, I guarantee you, you will win. This is Leroy McKenzie with your Power Man Power Moment on the Simply IB radio show on the IME radio network. We'll talk to you all next week. Y'all know how we do. We're on a mission to make your end of 2018 better, make you better at the end of 2018 than you are at the beginning of 2018. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. That was the Power Moment, Power Man, with the Leroy McKenzie and teaching us how to win. Thank you for that, Mr. Leroy McKenzie. You know, I just love that you come up with these acronyms, if you will. I hope I'm saying that right. Is that right? It's an acronym, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, great. And you talked about, you know, something the majority of men can relate to, and maybe some of us women, in terms of sports, using the teams and things like that. Why do you think that, you know, why did you use that, first of all? Is that something that just kind of black and white for everybody, something easy for folks to understand?
Well, one, this particular year, that stood out to me in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. So that number one seed being beat by number 16 seed never happened. That has never
mm-hmm.
happened.
Oh wow!
So,
wow!
For that team, the UMBC, I think they're Rattlers or something like that. I think it's a dog. Their mascot is a dog, but mm-hmm. they just seem to have this relentlessness mindset in the game. They never gave up. They kept believing. They kept believing, and they kept pushing.
Mm.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Them beating the overall number one team, Virginia. This is how impactful it was. Virginia had only lost two games all season. Two games.
Mm. Mm.
Nobody was expecting UMBC to beat Virginia. It was supposed to be the cakewalk of all cakewalks. But
right,
when they
right.
went in with that attitude, hey, we come to work, we came with a work ethic that was, I'm going to outwork you. And that's what they did. They outworked Virginia. They wanted to have, they saw the impact that they were having in the game, and it just fed their fire. And they just, it was like a snowball that kept rolling with it. So that's what made me go with that particular thing that I happened to see. And then the wind just came from me thinking about what do you have to do in order to be able to win? I was like, you got to work, you got to come to impact, and you have to have that mindset of never stop believing. So that's kind of where I came up with that from.
That's powerful. That's powerful because, see, you know, you're using your critical thinking, which, you know, that's why you're on this show anyway, my brother, because all of you all know how to critically think. Y'all just don't follow, you know. And that's what a leader is, someone who can sit there and think critically. Let's go ahead and bring in the biz doc to the conversation really quickly. I think he's here. He wants to join the conversation. You know, biz doc, we're talking about financial literacy tonight, and we've already given a little bit of information. And LT is with us as well as Mr. Leroy McKenzie. And you got a chance to hear the power moment. What would you like to add to that or say to some of the things that he shared with us tonight?
I mean, good evening. It's really on point. Mr. Leroy just brought it down once again, and he definitely put it into a very parable mindset, meaning that people can actually see it, understand it, and implement it very clear and concise. My hat goes off to him saying that, you know, win, have the winning attitude, have a game plan. Never let someone else cloud your vision. So as you're going forward, you know everybody in the country said that, in the world said this, but you know, believe in your heart. And so have your hearts of hearts set on the right victory and that you go in. One of the things that you do when the devil is throwing all hell at you is to raise your hands up. And your hands up are in praise mode. It's also confusing the enemy because when you have your hands up, that shows victory because you walk in the ring and they ain't throwing every punch at you, but you step out and you say, I got my hands up because I'm winning. That's the mindset that you have to have. No matter what the obstacle, how the deck is stacked against you, you always understand that God is in control and that the destiny that you're going to face is the one that he's already predestined.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're bringing in a little bit of practicality and a little bit of spirituality. That's how we do here on Simply IB. LT, what would you like to chime in regards to what we heard in the power moment?
You know, I'm always listening. And so, I just sit back when they start talking because it's always information that I can take into any area of my life, and particularly in finances, but just in any areas, you do got to. And I was like, because I was curious, I said, what is he going to come up with for win? And so you got to work, impact, and never win attitude. Mm. And it's so simple. It's so simple, but it's not easy. And that's what I think people get caught up in. It's like that the word simple and easy are synonymous, and they're not. They're not the same. Mm. It's a simple process, but it does take work. And so that's what I got from his power moment. And even though it says power of a man, you know, moment, it's for mankind to be able to eat and digest. Like you said, we got to swallow it the best way we can. He's so right. But I think everybody came and broke up everybody's bracket because so many people came with that never quit attitude. That there were so many different upsets and people who were comfortable, you know, got in trouble because they were comfortable. And they thought because they were always on top, that's where they were going to be. But isn't that just like life? We're never going to always be on top and you can't get comfortable. You got to stay ready. You got to stay working and stay with your head to the ground and listening to what vibration's coming through and what's next. So thank you.
Wow. Absolutely. You know, what's interesting, everybody, you know, these messages are always timely no matter what the topic is. They are always right on point, and we can really put them in any aspect of our daily lives. And I really think that's how we become successful with our money, with our relationships and all of that, is to eat the elephant one bite at a time. Just work on getting better daily, right? I think it's intimidating, like, you know, LT just said, everybody, you know, people think simple and easy is synonymous, and she broke that thing down so elegantly. She is fierce beauty, everybody. and I think sometimes we do take that for granted, but in order to become, I know my boy Jeff over there, I'm going to put him out there really quick, biz doctor, he's working out a lot. And first of all, kudos to you on that, my brother. And he knows, and I know, or anybody out there who works out, you know that just because you work out today, 50 pounds is not going to fall off of you, or 5 pounds. It's progression, right? Progression. It's an everyday progression. Am I right about that, Jeffrey?
Man, you're so right. You're so right. 5:45 every morning, you got to do it.
That's right. That's right. But one day, he's going to wake up, and one day you're going to wake up, and one day we're all going to wake up after us doing our daily grind and say, wait a minute, I look a little different. I feel a little different. I have a little bit more money in my wallet. So don't stop the daily grind. You know, the biz doc talked to us last week about, in a private meeting after the show, about, you know, being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so I'm going to make everybody a little uncomfortable really quickly, if that's okay. See, I listen to LT. I take notes from these guys. I take notes from all of you guys. I'm going to make everybody a little bit uncomfortable. And we're going to see if our cast and crew wants to answer some of these questions. You can decline. But for those of you out there, I want you to really take these questions seriously. And this is, do you pass the debt test? Y'all ready for this? And they're just going to be yes or no answers, guys. Nothing serious. We ain't going to kill everybody's business. Y'all all right? Did I say Santa on radio? Y'all excuse me. I'm a Southern girl. But I'm a smart cookie. I'm a smart cookie. Okay, so do you pass the debt test? Freedom from debt is an achievable goal for every family. The first step in regaining control is to take an honest look. You know, like we do here at Simply IB. We take an honest look, right, y'all? Take an honest look at your existing obligations and take the following debt test to determine if you need a plan for payoff. All right? So let's look at this right quick. We're going to go around the room real quickly. And just yes or no. First question. Is an increasing percentage of your income going towards paying down debt? Yes or no? Let's go ahead and start with the biz doc. Is an increasing percentage of your income going towards paying down debt?
Yes, it is.
All right. I want you guys to be honest with yourselves and think about that. My answer was no at one time. My increasing percentage of my income was going to things that I wanted to do. It was not going to down to paying my debt, and I realized that that wasn't being smart. But now I'm on the right track. LT, what do you say, yay or nay? Is part of your income going towards paying down your debt?
Is part of my income going towards paying down my debt?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to miss. Yes, because what do you call it? Like utility? I'm not being funny. I want to make sure I answer, because if you consider your utilities, because it's like utilities are like never ending debt. And
yeah,
so if that's the case,
it.
I feel
they're
like I work to, I feel like I work more. Yeah, I definitely work more to pay those things. I'm not, saving has been really hard.
Yeah. But you know what? That's a lot of people. I'm glad you said that. That's a lot of people. A lot of times people don't get a chance to pay down debt, like credit card debt or school loans or medical bills, because, you know, those eventually, if you pay them down, they'll cancel out, because they're trying to pay just the daily expenses of, you know, lights and water and gas and all that stuff. So that's a lot of us. So I'm glad we're being honest about that, because in our honesty, we can start moving up. So I throw that question to Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Is an increasing percentage of your income going towards paying down debts at this point?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I do have a portion there.
Okay, good. And that's what we want to be able to do, guys, because like LT said, so many of us, and I've been guilty of this myself, where we work, and we're not paying down anything. We're just paying to make sure we have lights the next month, or we have rent or our mortgage or our bills. So we're not getting a chance to pay down. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that we need to become more financially literate, okay? Let's go ahead. Y'all want another question here? Let's see what we got here. Thank you guys for participating. I threw this on my cash and food. They didn't know I was going to do this. But thank you guys for participating. Okay, let's see here. Now, can you only make the minimum payment on your revolving charge account? Can you only make the minimum payments at this time on your revolving charge account? Let's see. Who wants to take that? Who wants to step up?
I'll step up.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, paying the question is, are you only paying or should you only pay?
Uh-huh. Can you only make the minimum payments on your revolving charge account?
Right, and the answer is no. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't right now. You have to.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason why is, Ms. Kim, is that you'll be totally surprised and just kind of step back. You know, you're saying about the lights and utilities and stuff. There's
mm-hmm.
so many programs out there that we as a people don't really understand and know about. Because like we used to get killed here in the summertime in Texas with the lights. And one day,
mm-hmm.
one of our friends came and told us about average billing. I never heard about average billing. And
mm-hmm.
what average billing is that they come in and they just average out your bill based off of
mm-hmm.
The past 12 months. And so what it ends up being is that in the wintertime, you might pay a little bit more than you would normally
That's
pay.
Right.
But in the summertime,
right.
you won't pay that astronomical
right.
spike up.
Right.
And
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
something that saved us. I mean, I'm talking about hundreds of dollars per month on that. And so, you know, those kind of things. And then like with the minimal payment, I was reading an article right here that's saying that no matter what, you should always put, you know, 5 to 10% more than what's the minimum required in order to help cut down that principal on that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very important that you brought that up. I think that's something that we want to bring some people in to talk more about and have a conversation with us as well as all of you out there because, you know, when you're looking at paying off a house, you may have a 30-year mortgage, but you want to pay it off in 15 years or 10 years. It's possible. I know people who have done it. And you're like, how am I able to do that? And it's by simple things like adding an extra 5 to 10% or whatever that number it is, because you need to be able to calculate that and sit down with the mortgage officer or whoever and get that number. And if you can pay that with your current mortgage payment or pay it in intervals, long as it's within that 30-day cycle. I have a friend of mine who actually paid his house off in 15 years by doing that. He always made half of an extra payment. Now, can most of us do that? We probably don't think we can, but sometimes if you look at what you're spending on a daily for coffee, for lunch, that stuff adds up, okay?
Right.
And then when you look at entertainment and all that other stuff, I think if we're disciplined enough, we can bring down our debt quicker than not. Because we're paying in interest. Oh, my goodness, guys, interest is killing us. Interest is really killing us.
Right.
We're paying we're paying 10 times over what the product is or the service is because we're just paying that minimum payment. All right? So what I want you guys to do, I want you to get in touch with whoever you owe or look at your statement and look at what the principal is, the interest is, and all of these different things. And if you don't quite understand it, get in touch with a professional, okay? Get in touch with a professional to help you calculate. I don't care if it's putting an extra $10 for something. What do y'all think about that? Is that good advice, everybody? Let's just put that out. I'm not a CPA, and I'm not a financial advisor, but I do come from a trading background and a financial background, but I'm not a licensed financial advisor. So let me go ahead and put that disclaimer out there. But you guys do need to talk to someone, and you can do something. This has been a great show so far. We're almost out of here. We're almost out of here. Have you all been enjoying tonight's show? I don't all speak at once.
No, Miss Kim, I have to tell you that you are a you're definitely a game changer in our community.
Oh, wow.
The information that comes forward is something that changes. I mean, something like you just said, just simply by that information right now, people can save hundreds of thousands of dollars just by, you know, implementing that, you know, paying extra on their mortgage or paying extra on their bills and stuff. I mean, these are stuff that are like Mr. Leroy McKinney said, these are simple principles, yet they're very powerful,
mm-hmm.
effective principles. And so when we have to get here and we come together and start talking, because now you put it out there, and as old people say, in the wind, and now people have to go back in and say, wow, let me see how I can really do this and what I can really make a difference. And if I gave up Starbucks for 30 days,
mm-hmm.
then $5 a day, that's times.
That's right.
That's $150 that I could
put
$150.
Wow.
Yeah, that I could put towards my, knocking out a bill. Because if you take in and be disciplined in that, you know, just that one change. It's not drastic changes. It's just one simple change. And it's just those are the kind of things. But I have to say that the show is so impactful for people's lives. And not just in people's lives, but my life as well. But it's just something that's very impactful that we come together and we have that collaborative thinking, that collaborative outlook, and that collaborative practical approach. That what gives us that cemented foundation to be able to change things. And so that's one of the things that, yeah, it's always a powerful show. Every Wednesday is always a powerful show because you leave, you come in, you learn, you leave, and you're able to implement something each week. Yep, you there?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right. So once again, you know how we do here on Simply IB. It just never fails. Whenever we're giving out good information, there always has to be something that comes in and tries to interrupt the flow, but we won't let that stop us. So tonight you've been given a good dose of financial literacy, how to win, and, Jeffrey Coleman tying us up with that. So we hope you guys continue to stay tuned to us. I know Ms. Kim, she likes to try to close out with her one-on-one with Simply IB, but she's had her one-on-one moments in between, too. So we are glad that you took some time out of your evening to spend with us here on Simply IB. We hope that you guys continue to enjoy the show. Stay back and listen to a little bit of tunes. Leroy McKenzie, do you want to have anything to say before we get out of here?
Well, I'll say this just to end, and I like what Jeffrey said about the show and what Kimberly is doing, where she's not only informing people but and giving them knowledge and information and resources, but she's making sure that people have practical principles that they can apply right away. Like when people get off from listening to this show, they can put in place those things that they need in order to be able to make their personal lives, their business lives, their professional lives, all of those things better if they implement and put together just a plan. And she will, and you'll be able to do those things, just like she said, eating the elephant one piece at a time. And what you'll find is when you do that, you'll find yourself healthier. If you're working on your body, you'll find your business doing better because of what you're doing, maybe doing. You'll find your personal life better when you do that. You'll look back and you'll be like, oh, wow, my body looks great. You know, it looks good. It's going to take some work. But when you start to see the results, you start to get motivated even more. It's like, wow, I see it working. Same thing with our finances. It's the same thing. When we may have a ton of debt, trust me. I know. Having a ton of debt, and it seems like it's insurmountable. But the way that you do it and you get through it is by taking it piece by piece and taking it debt by debt, saying, okay, I'm going to take care of this first. Once I take care of that, then I can take that and put it towards this. You don't try and do it all at once. It took some time for you to get into that debt, so it's going to take some time for you to get out. But you got to do the work.
You know, I'm so glad I have you all here because you're really challenging, you know, the mindset. We talk about the mindset and the collective mindset, and I look at everything as having a head and a body, even a community. And, you know, and I think the head has to critically think and find new and inventive ways to lead the body. And I certainly think that Simply IB is just one of the many heads that are out there trying to empower, to motivate, inspire, and give information. I really enjoyed tonight's show. And thank you, Jeffrey, for the compliments as well. You all have certainly been bringing bricks to build this building along with me, and I couldn't do it by myself, so I really appreciate it. So congratulations to all three of you and the rest of our cast and crew. I want to say congratulations because You guys have no idea the impact that you're making here on Simply IB. All right? So you can go ahead and scream now. You can go ahead. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, everybody. This is how we how we do on Simply IB. It's a family affair. Would you all like to say anything before we close out tonight?
Yeah.
No, actually. Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeffrey, because I was going
to say. No, ladies, ladies first. Always ladies first.
Oh, no, I was going to say, because, you know, Kim, you know, like you say, you know, people don't always know what goes on behind the scenes. So I had already asked the gentleman, was there anything they wanted to say before we got out of here? So I had kind of always went around the room. So Leroy was wrapping up. So, you know, so I was like, yeah, okay. We were holding it down. But no, but I do appreciate that you guys. I do appreciate you guys come in and teach us something. Yeah. Every Wednesday night, especially by financial literacy, no matter and not just this month, but every month, every show we have, can make sure that we leave people with something that they can laugh a little bit, that they can cry a little bit, that they can be inspired, be motivated, and actually walk away with nuggets that they can that are actually good for the soul and every aspect of the life. So that's what I have to say before we get out of here.
Amen. 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 Biz Doc, would you like to say anything?
Yes, ma'am. I would say this, that take the leap of faith, jump out there, go ahead and solve your problems. Your problems that you think can't be solved, they can be solved. If you have any questions or have any doubts, don't forget to reach out to your resources. There are plenty of resources out there. There's plenty of people that are going through the same thing that you're facing. So financial literacy is something that you can learn about, you can study about, and implement. And it's all it takes is just a simple change. Don't be afraid to do the hard questions, and don't be afraid to take the hard solutions. So let's make it a success. Don't allow the devil to come in and steal your joy and peace because you have financial debt that you're dealing with.
Wow. Y'all heard it here. Woo! It's been a great show, everybody. And now we're getting ready to end tonight's show. But before we go, I want to thank everybody for being here, especially my cast and crew and all of you. Tonight is just the beginning of what's yet to come for all of you. So I want you to start thinking about what you're going to do going forward. Once again, in the words of the Biz Doc, don't let the devil steal your joy. Remember, guys, it may seem daunting, but it's not impossible, right? It's a champagne life right here on Simply IB 2.0. We're going to get out of here. Share tonight's show, y'all, and we will see you next week on I Am Me Radio. Y'all have a good night. And reserve the time I step around.